continuing with Perry A. We call her the Clay Lady. I think she likes that term, affectionately called. Uncle Kevin's back.
I got clay in my mouth right now.
Clay's fantastic.
It's wonderful. One of the best products made.
Anyway, well, discovered. I don't think it's even made. Well, I guess
right.
Volcanoes make
yeah,
it.
Volcano, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I guess a volcano made it. I guess. I don't know. We're going to talk to Perry for just a little bit longer. We got Robert in Ohio is waiting. You'll be first up. The rest of the time is yours, ladies and gentlemen. You've been asking us to open phone lines. They're open. 844-769-2944. Please don't wait till the last 5 minutes and then want to get in. That puts a lot of pressure on me. I can't handle it. And Todd. So, the time is yours. Anyway, let's finish with Perrier. Perrier, we got a question, a text message. Do you have any experience with clay affecting low thyroid and also vein disease?
No, actually, I have some testimonials about it helping, varicose veins. And the low thyroid, I had a person with that, and she took the clay. She was taking 8 ounces 3 times a day, and it cleared her thyroid problem. She had Graves' disease. I'm not sure if that's high or low, but that's what she was dealing with. And it cured her thyroid problem.
How many ounces a day?
And those are not supposed to be curable.
What the... Well, FDA owns that patent, don't they, on cure, the word cure? You can't use the word cure. Let's put it this way. She was better after she took clay for a period of time. Use it whatever word you want to say. That's her experience. So when you say 8 ounces a day, you mean mixing in water, or do you mean 8 ounces of the water that's sitting in the clay, or what do you mean by 8 ounces?
By the pre-mixed liquid, you add in a blender 4 cups of water and 1/2 cup of clay. That's a 1-to-8 ratio, and that makes the liquid clay that you drink.
I gotcha. Okay, that makes sense. Now, can people just put a little, you know, quarter teaspoon in a little glass and stir it up and then drink it?
Yes, you can, but you need to let it sit a while and make sure it gets hydrated and stir it again. And when you stir clay, if you put very much in there, 1/4 teaspoon is not going to do much. We usually say put a teaspoon in an ounce of water or two. Yeah,
So it's 8-to-1 ratio.
It's like flour. It's very fine, and it gets wet on the outside and dry in the middle. You might do it with a wire whisk and then rinse your whisk off, but the blender really breaks it up and make it smooth.
Okay, that makes sense. So you really do need to mix it. 8-to-1 ratio, 4 cups of water to 1/2 cup of clay.
And that will make you a quart. And you can leave it on your kitchen cabinet and just go by and pour 1 or 2 ounces or however much you need for your particular situation.
Now, do you shake it up?
Some of those little Dixie cups, I shake it up, and then I pour it, my cup of clay, and then I chase it like it's tequila. You don't sip on clay because it's chalky tasting, but if you just drown it and take a sip of clay, you don't taste anything. It's really tasteless, just chalky because of the alkalization.
Okay, so you do shake it up before you drink it.
I give it a little shake. I don't shake it real hard, but I give it a little shake, yeah.
Okay, all right. Let's talk about dogs real quick, and then we're going to get the callers.
Okay.
Clay and dogs.
All right, I have a 58-pound rescue dog, a German Shepherd. And when they found her, she was abused, afraid. Her digestive system was messed up. She was throwing up bile every day, a yellow bile, and then it would go into dysentery. And they found her with the vet and medicine, got her up to 69 pounds, but it wasn't nearly enough weight for her size. We were at the vet, and she was on antibiotics 3 times a month, 3 months at a time. On several occasions, she got a yeast infection on the top of her paws.
Oh, my gosh.
And they were red and swollen, and the hair was coming off. I had her on antifungal medication, and it didn't work for anything. Her vet bill was over $2,000 trying to find remedies. The man at the organic food store turned her on to the clay product, and they gave her a sample of the clay. She applied it to the paws, and within a few days, there was a great improvement. Within 2 weeks, it was completely healed. She started giving the clay internally to the dog through a 15-syringe CD. It was about equal to about 3 tablespoons, and would just put it in her mouth and squirt it in and let her drink it back. She had that morning and night. Within a few days, the throwing up had stopped. Within 6 weeks, she had 2 more dysentery attacks and were able to control it with clay and acidophilus. Now she's digesting her food. She took her to the vet. She weighed in at 77 pounds. She said, I'm going to wait a couple of weeks until make sure the dysentery is over, and I'm going to make an appointment and talk to the vet about clay. It would have saved her $2,000. And months of dealing with all this, and none of the medicine was working. She couldn't digest any food. She couldn't keep it down.
What about, I've done in the past, I've sprinkled a little clay on my dog's food. Is that good, recommended, or would you rather do it like syringe with the clay water?
I'd rather, you can mix some of the hydrated clay in with her food, stir it in, and some of them will eat it directly out of the bowl. Now, I've got a cat that won't touch it, but if I mix it in brown gravy, she can get it. She's a feral cat, or yeah. Try to give it through a syringe. But
I think a lot of people will eat just about anything with brown gravy on it. I think you said that about a lot of people.
You just camouflage it, and they'll eat it. One of them got to where he wouldn't eat his food unless she had the clay in there. She'd just look at her bowl and look back up and say, you left something out, buddy.
What about worms? Heartworms or regular worms?
Heartworms are bloodborne, so it won't stop heartworms, but it will get intestinal worms. And we've had old dogs that couldn't get around that now go up and down stairs and jump on furniture.
Wow.
It's amazing when you start giving to your dogs. They had a dog with, he had ELT, which is high elevated liver enzymes, and they couldn't figure out why he had it, and they were giving him the vet prescribed SAMI, some kind of medicine, and they also added a dollop of clay mass to her food morning and night. If it was the toxin, the clay was a good way to go. I've used liquid and mask with my dogs in the past. In conjunction with the animal communicator, we think the squeaky balls made in Chomlet were probably the source of the toxin.
Wow.
My pup could chew up pieces in 5 minutes and break the squeaker. So they quit using those and got some that were laboratory tested and safe, and the dog hadn't been able to chew them up. And she said the dog seems brighter and lighter now.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Perrier, it's always a pleasure having you on the world of you. I really enjoy our visits. I want you, you've closed the show out for the decade. I want you to know that. And we really appreciate you, and God bless you.
Thank you, Daniel. It's good being with you. And I'm so happy about your wife's success.
And you and me both.
She's a clay disciple. I have to guarantee you that.
She is a clay disciple. Yes, she is. And proud of it. I'm proud of it.
Okay. Happy New Year to you and all your listeners.
Happy New Year to you. Back to you. Thank you so much, Perrier. There she goes,
okay.
Perrier. The clay lady. What a, I always like to have her on. We got 2 callers. Robert in Ohio, Richard in Washington is on hold. And the rest of the time is yours, ladies and gentlemen. 844-769-2944. Let's go to Robert in Ohio. Robert in Ohio, you're live on the air. What's on your mind, sir?
Daniel Brinkman, I want to thank you and Kevin for the show. I should call you every day and say thank you. You know, you said before, it's better. I don't want to call off and criticize when I haven't thanked you for all you've done for humanity. I thank you so much.
Wow, that's very kind,
that's
Robert.
Nice. Thank you.
That's very nice. Why, what,
now, the,
go ahead.
The reason I called, one of the things I called about is, first of all, to say thank you. Then next of all, what is the most devastating thing that, you, Daniel Brigman, or, Lauren from Ohio has ever done, to the children?
What is the most devastating thing we've ever done to our children? Are you asking me a question?
I'm asking you a question, and Lauren from Ohio also.
I don't know. What would you say?
Go ahead. Give them a vaccine.
No. The birth certificate. Okay. I've been in jail in Ohio, and I'm going to the birth certificate. I've been studying this for years, and the reason I started listening to Joyce Riley years ago is because she is in for solutions, just like you are. Solutions are what we're after, and the birth certificate is the key to where we lost. I lost my rights. Okay, and I'm going in the court here. I've got a court appointment here in the next few days, and I'm going in with. I'm representing myself, okay? So they're coming after the straw man. Have you heard of that one?
Yes, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I didn't know if you knew about it or not, but the straw man is who they're talking to all the time, and I'm representing the live person. The straw man is a corporate person, a corporate fiction, okay? Everything's corporate. So I'm not a corporate person. I'm a corporate fiction. So I pray someday, I don't know, I can't listen to your show every day, but I hope you elaborate on that more. But anytime somebody signs a birth certificate, they're saying, yes, we acknowledge that our child is dead, that he is a corporate fiction, like you said, like it says on the birth certificate.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
Robert, we're very much aware of what you're saying. We have had guests on. You know, Brent Johnson's been on. Kelby Smith has been on to talk about this. Even Pastor Wright has kind of talked about this. You know, we want to come out of slavery. It's kind of a slavery mark. And we are well aware of it, and our family's well aware of it, and for our children. We've done certain things for them, and we really appreciate your insight. There's no question that's a very important point.
Well, thank you, and happy New Year's to both of you, and I pray that I'll continue listening and buying products from your store.
And let us know how you turn out.
Yes,
we would like to hear what the judge had to say. He's gonna make fun of you. He's gonna say, I don't know what you're talking about. You know, we've been through this many times. I'm curious just to see what the judge is gonna say.
Okay, I'll let you know because this Friday.
Yeah, we really do want to know. We really do.
Yeah, and everybody who's listening, let's pray for Robert.
Right,
you know, Robert, I declare peace upon you.
That's right.
I want peace for you, and I want happiness for you, and protection for you, for liberty. We want liberty. That's what we want: truth, justice, and the American way.
Superman.
It used to be the same thing. You know, that's what Richie Havens used to say: truth, justice, and the American
way. That's right.
You know,
I thought that always was the American way, truth and justice.
Yeah, Richie Havens used to say. No, see, truth and justice is one thing, American way is another.
That's right.
Anyway, Robert, really appreciate your call.
Absolutely.
Got anything else you want to say? Final thought?
No, I just want to say God bless you. Happy New Year's, and I will be in touch with you next week.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Please do.
Please
sure.
do. We really, really, and we really mean it.
All right, buddy. God bless.
I appreciate all the prayers out there. I appreciate all the prayers.
Okay.
Let's pray for Robert, everybody. Please pray for
yeah,
Robert.
Yeah, please. Absolutely.
Let's go to anybody wants to call 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. We're going to go to Richard in Washington. Richard in Washington, you're live on the air.
Yeah, I piggyback on what Robert said. Basically, I thank you much for the show and really appreciate it when I'm able to listen to it.
You're
and,
welcome.
Thank you for taking over for Joyce and keeping up the tradition. With that in mind, what I'd like to suggest, much like what Robert said, is more programs about, you know, the state of reality that we're in and how we are slaves in the matrix and how to get together and get out of that matrix. And I'd like to take it a little further than Robert did by how come we never study the historical origins of Christianity? And there's a lot of new stuff coming out about exactly how Christianity was created and what that was utilized by the Roman Empire to do. And I'm wondering why we don't spend more time studying that history that now is available to us.
Great points. The first thing that you said, kind of this birth certificate, the reality of the matrix that we're in. Let me put it on you. What is your opinion? What do you think that we can do to overcome this?
Well, and if I'm hoping to get his name right, as Robert's doing, we have to fight him at every turn. And we have to, like, influence people around us, to give them the correct information, that we have, stumbled upon, because usually you have to stumble upon it. And then, like, when we go to court, we have to, be straightforward and honest and take our lumps if, because we know it's a tilted field, you know, very rarely are we going to make any gains in a system that's been created to suppress us. But we have to do that. That's the nature of freedom. You have to put yourself all the way out and take the lumps when they come down. I've done that repeatedly, taken a bunch of lumps. But, you know, how else can we make changes in the world as we know it, the matrix as we know it, the slave system that we know it, without doing that as individuals and hopefully educating people around us so that they do the same?
Well, it's interesting, I think, that both these first two calls have kind of brought that up. I don't know if hesitant is the right word. We, much more than most shows, we have people on that will address this and we'll talk about this. I, in my mind, you know, if you're not well aware like you seem to be, Richard, then you don't, it's almost like you don't know the danger of it. It's like, right, once you start to understand the real danger you can put somebody in. See, I get hesitant to even talk about this because somebody's going to take this information half-baked, half-cocked, go out, and they're going to get themselves in trouble or shot or who knows, or in a big bind. That's kind of what goes through my mind. How would you respond to that?
Well, yes, that's true, but that's on them. I mean, that's part of education. That's part of growing up, maturing, becoming an adult. Basically, the Bible addresses that. When as a child, you act as a child. When as an adult, you act as an adult. I mean, that's your responsibility, and you have to take that responsibility. If you get in trouble, you have to realize, you know, it wasn't what somebody told you. It's how you took that information and then what you did with it. I mean, unless you research and study all the things that you're going to be active in, you know, you're going to have little success. That happens in all phases of life. And that was kind of my...
You said you've taken a lot of lumps. Have you had successes of the things that you've pointed to and you've, you know, you can point to, wow, that was a victory?
Well, let's put it this way. I'm out of jail. I'm functioning essentially as a free person here in a slave system. So yeah, I have to say I've had a lot of success in the fact that, you know, I avoided a lot of the pitfalls. But in that education, I've also realized that it's a totally skewed, field and you have to be ready to kind of give up your freedom at any time because, you know, the whole system is skewed, to quote unquote, get you to believe a reality that's not true.
Let me ask you on a broader subject, kind of the world in general, what we're seeing, you know, maybe Virginia, the potential unrest there, Hong Kong. It seems like all over the world, people are discontented with quote unquote government, whatever that means. Do you see that? How do you see this shaking out in the next year or so, or 5 years or whatever?
Well, what I'd like to do is answer that and kind of like lead into what my real input is the fact that if you actually study, you know, how pre-Christianity, and then the turning around to Christianity and then the, essentially adoption of Christianity first by Justine and then by, Constantine, you find out that we've gone downhill ever since that. And if you look at that from a common sense perspective, maybe that was the plan. Maybe this was instituted by the Roman Empire to make them stronger and to make the people weaker. Because one of the main tenets is you follow this herd alpha that's all-powerful, all-knowledgeable, and all-present, but you never really take any responsibility yourself. And that's what's happening as I see it throughout the world today is more and more people are taking responsibility, but they're doing it in ignorance and without any understanding of the matrix they're really in. And that's why I'd really like to get the study of the beginnings of Christianity and show why that was instituted, what the Roman Empire was trying to do with that institution, and how it's really been used against us since the year one. And that's an important time frame because we now know that Christ wasn't born in the year one. He was born in 4 or 5 B.C. The year one is significant because the true Son of God, that was Augustus Caesar, who was the son of the then only appointed God in the world before Christianity, Julius Caesar, and he started the year one, and we've been in that civilization cycle ever since. And when you think about it from a common sense perspective, all this stuff really makes sense. And to ignore that, it's great to have faith. You know, I really enjoy people that have faith. They have the strength of that faith, and they get a lot of positive things from it. There's a book called Supernatural, and it talks about death and how that affects our understanding. But it shows there's some really positive benefits from believing in the supernatural, but there's also some very negative things. And you have to be aware of both of those to really have a true history of where we are today and what your true understanding is of the world around you.
It's very interesting. We've got about a minute before the break. This show will never, as long as I'm here anyway, we're never going to degrade or bash Christianity as a religion. Now, will we take some of the tenets or some of the bastardization of it and analyze it, fossilized customs by, I can't remember, we just interviewed him. I can't remember. Anyway, so we'll talk about those kind of things and some of the things, but as a religion, I don't think that's what you're saying. I think what you're saying is the traditions that are false, that have been used around us to control us, are different than a belief in a higher power. You're saying those are kind of two different things.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, how many religions are there, and what was the main, purpose of having religion? Because that was created by the Roman Empire. Divide and conquer. It's been happening since the beginning, and now look what's happening with the huge population increase that we've had.
All right, got to run, Richard. We got to run, buddy. Thank you so much. Keep us abreast. Yeah, and if you have a guest in mind to talk about that, let us know.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, New Mana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made good for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
We got a couple callers on hold. You will have time. We promise. You call right now. We'll get you in. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. We're live. 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Time every day, if you're listening another time. I know sometimes it's confusing. I get it. But this is when we're live, and would love to hear from you. And if you don't listen live, but you have a time to call sometime, you know, just call during those hours. 11 a.m. Central to 1 p.m. Central every day, 12 to 2 Eastern Time. And so, yeah. 844-769-2944. Since H.G. Wells, everyone has speculated that the coming of an alien civilization would be to invade, plunder, and pillage our planet. But is that really the only scenario, Uncle Kevin?
Nope.
Galacom 4 ponders on a different type of alien visitation, one that has far-reaching implications for modern-day society. Enter into a comical world where aliens visit planet Earth and take a peek as to how they would see us. This is about the new book that we're promoting. Galacom, the author of Galacom 4, has contacted us, Martin St. James, and wanted to advertise his book with our audience. We're more than happy to support him, and to we appreciate his support. And so check out the book, Galacom 4, G-A-L-A-COM 4. And you can get it at the Power Hour. You can thepowerhour.com. There's a link you can click in. There's a discount available on that link, or you can call and you can find out how to get available at the Power Mall. One of the excerpts from the book is, life is so scarce and unique that it is the only valuable resource in the galaxy and the universe. Everything else is so much icing on the cake. And when we say resource, we do not imply a harvestable resource, but rather the galaxy's resource for attaining the goals of a divine plan, whatever that may be. Your life is the genesis of a divine plan. kind of cool.
I concur.
Cool premise of the book.
Yeah.
Gallicom 4 is the name of the book. So they're promoting with us. We really appreciate. You can buy it at Amazon and other places. Also, detox clay powder, the half gallon and the 16 ounce are at the Power Mall. Check that out. Last day for this code, DEC5 at checkout on the website, or DEC10, December 10, December 5. And you get $5 off for a $50 purchase, $10 off for a $100 purchase. Use the appropriate code. Also, Topperson, January start off pain free. Buy one, get one 50% off of Topperson. And that will go through the month of January with Topperson. Been used by thousands and thousousof people. Very important.
And myself.
I love Topperson.
Mm-hmm.
If I get too much or whatever, yep, my neck tightens up.
Just rub it on. And
Miracle 2 soap, regular times 3, is backed by popular demand. Lateral Flora Probiotic, which is a shelf stable, different from the Living Streams, which you need to put in the refrigerator. Lateral Flora is a good alternative for shelf stable.
Mm-hmm.
Shelf stable probiotic. Not that you get at these big box stores. An actual one that actually helps.
That works.
Livitrex, liver cleansing program from Global Healing Center, also Dr. Groove.
Very gentle.
And of course, Strauss Heart Drops. We now have the cinnamon available in the 3.5.
I've not tried it yet.
And a 7.6 ounce. I have not either. I like the regular. Some people don't
used
like
to it.
The garlic.
I crave
it now.
Yeah, it's
Todd. We got Todd, the producer of the show.
It takes a while to get used to it.
Todd says he likes it too. At first it shocked him, but now he like craves it.
It's a jolt when you first put that first dropper in your mouth. Woo.
Well, I'll tell you what's a jolt is having heart disease.
Yeah, I would not want that.
That's a jolt. Check out that and more. Silver Shield sanitizer, of course, Silver Shield deodorant. Look, everybody needs deodorant. Everybody needs toothpaste. We have those at the Power Mall. Of course, so much else. There's something there for everyone at the Power Mall. That's how we're funded. We need your support. We appreciate your support. Thank you for your prayers, donations, purchases, and who you are, because this show is about you. And the show is also about solutions. And these last two callers, they're very solution-oriented calls.
Mm-hmm.
And we are in a type of slavery, whether you realize it or not.
Absolutely.
And how do we get through this, and how do we project, really, freedom, independence, the Declaration of Independence, our inheritance, our foundation, who we are, our endowment by our Creator? That's what we're talking about. There'll be a lot of things that we're doing. We understand this. We are about solutions. We want solutions also.
Mm-hmm.
But the number one.
We need your help.
We need your help. And
absolutely.
We will. We're going to be.
Absolutely.
One, we've needed your purchases and donations, and you've heard the call. Please continue. Two, we're going to have more and more things for you to do with the sheets you can pass out. But, but the real, it all begins in your mind, the revolution in your mind of ideas. That's where all this begins.
Yep.
And what you believe and who you know and your perception of yourself. And from there, then things outgrow and the world changes around you from your actions, from that perception.
Yes.
Our founding fathers did not believe in the future. They believe the future in. Remember that. Very important. And Samuel Adams, doesn't take a majority to prevail,
that's
but
right.
An irate minority willing to set brush fires in the minds of men.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be doing something pretty dramatic here with a bunch of people. A group of us, anyway. I don't want to say too much because you never know. It can all fall apart.
Exactly.
But we are working on things. You can pray.
You can pray, and you can take your Bill of Rights on the
refrigerator
and go read them and understand them. And when you understand them and look at the world, you'll look at the world totally different. You'll see a totally different world out there. I promise you.
Yeah, and you'll say,
oh,
this is illegitimate.
It's all fake.
This is illegitimate.
Yeah,
exactly right. Like Richard and Robert said so eloquently, a matrix.
Yeah.
What's the matrix designed to do? To capture your endowment.
That's right.
To capture that essence of who you are.
But if you understand the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, you'll see life totally different.
Let's go to the callers. The Power Mall. ThePowerMall.com is the website, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. If you want to call, 844-769-2400, we would like to hear, or 2944, sorry. Oh, my gosh. 844-769-2944, as you can call right in now. We got some time. We got Todd. Who's up next? Who do we got? Dave in New York, you're live on the air. How's it going, Dave?
Pretty good, other than my my head's ready to pop off my head. My steam's coming out of my ears. Listening to a little bit of blasphemy there by your previous callers. You know?
I don't think what they were saying, you know, I could see how people could take that. I don't think that's what he was saying, because there are, I didn't get that, but I could see how you could feel that. There's a lot of quote unquote Christian traditions, or the Catholic Church, or the beginnings of it, or whatever, that came that are not, you know, like Christmas trees, like, you know, all those kind of things are, that's not Christianity, so to speak. So, you know, there's a lot of things that they use that the governments use when it comes to religion. What's his name? Hitler's favorite scripture was Romans 13.
That's right.
Romans 13 was Hitler's favorite scripture about just submit to the government.
Give unto Caesar.
Yeah. Hitler loved Christianity,
mm-hmm.
and he used it. So I think that's more of what he means.
If allow me to get on a roll a little bit, because, you know,
go ahead.
You express how you think a lot. So I'd really like to get this point across, because there is a time that is here now where we'd be given under to strong delusions, and it'll be a great falling away of the faith because people just depart from the scripture. Christianity is the only, you know, religion, if you will, that I know of where the remnant, okay, which is not a piece of carpet or anything else, you're almost guaranteed to give up your life for Christ. And, you know, is it our time to come yet? When will our blood be revenged? You know, the people that were beheaded or whatever, they're, you know, waiting for Christ to come back down here and finish the job off. You know, how many religions, how many faiths would the general public follow if they knew that giving up their life is maybe very much part of the deal? Not too many, I don't believe at all. But people don't realize that being given under to strong delusions. Well, basically, when Lucifer was cast down to earth, if you will, you know, God's plan, you know, you almost get into the Job period. Well, have you considered my servant, Daniel? Okay, you know, it's so hard, things are going to happen to you, and that is part of, you know, the program. So the strong delusions, now you've seen where the words have been changed in the Bible, and you've seen where things in the movies and things that you knew existed before no longer exist. That's a strong delusion. Most people, that would be a, you know, you'd call it a catatonic brain fart, if you will, or more refined, cognitive dissonance. Your brain just shuts off. It can't handle what you're saying because you cannot explain it. Now, you don't need the Russians to, you know, to be the enemy. You have to have someone from outer space coming, so that the United Nations all join together to fight this force, you know, and you live in your dome city, you won't be able to get out of it, you know. I mean, it's all part of their plan, but we're supposed to see ahead. Now, there's something traveling across the country somewhere now. It resembles Ebola, and I think somebody, maybe you or someone there, mentioned, you know, there's no vaccine for it or whatever. Well, I had written down the patent number for the CDC's version of Ebola. Now, whoever thought the CDC would have their own patent on Ebola? Think about it, okay? As far as picking up arms and whatnot, they're talking over in the Middle East now about militias. They're militias. Get the point now. It's planting that seed in their head, the bad militias. Now, they're in this country, they're talking about, you know, picking up arms and, you know, going against these people. And that's exactly what they want you to do, you know.
Let me pause you, Dave. Hold on one second. Let me ask, how do you think you say that's what they want you to do? What, you know, are you supposed to give up your gun? What are you saying? How do you think that's going to shake down in Virginia? Because I'm not giving up my gun. I don't care what anybody says.
You know, that's something you have to deal with at the time. You know what I mean? If somebody's coming here to harm my family.
Well, if they take away my gun, they are harming my family.
Yeah, well, my faith isn't get back to God, because if you get, it tells you that people, the Christians, aren't,
what does that mean?
Yeah. For their faith.
What does that mean? I've said this 100 times. People always say that. I hear a million people say that, and they all mean a million different things. What does that mean to you, get back to God? What does that mean?
Put your faith in God and not in yourself or in the Constitution. Put your faith in God, not let him handle this one. you know?
The Jews did that in Germany. The Jews did that in Germany. Look how it ended.
I don't disagree with you, Dave. I don't disagree with what you're saying.
It's been fake news since Satan was cast to the earth. It's because, you know, the Bible talks about the God of this earth, the little g God, and that's probably what's living under the South Pole down there with, you know, all this. No, seriously. Now,
here, I'm going to, let me, hold on one second. Hold on, Dave. Hold on. I want to read a couple quotes, and I just want to get your response. And so, you know, you say, don't put your trust in the Constitution. Let me tell you why I stress the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence almost ad nauseum. This is why. Here's two quotes for you. One from Patrick Henry, one from John Adams. It cannot be emphasized too strongly or too often that this great nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians, not on religions, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ, John Adams. The highest glory of the American Revolution was this, that it connected in one indissoluble bond the principles of civil government with the principles of Christianity. The reason I talk about the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence so much is because they support the foundation of Christianity and they support the endowment of our Creator. It is the only legal, lawful institution that has been formed in at least millennium that honors that endowment. There is nothing like it, and people in China can't even read the Bible now without being SWAT teamed because they don't have the Declaration of Independence enforced there. And if long as we keep that ethic of the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights, then that will protect our Christian beliefs. And our doubt. That's why this is so important. We can sit here and argue all day long about religions or about Christianity or about any Judaism. We can argue all day about what the Bible means or what verses means. In America, what we shouldn't argue about is what the Bill of Rights means. And so I've thought about this nine ways to Sunday. The only unifying principle in this country now, present day, possible to me, that can redeem us or see us through to back to our connection to our Redeemer is the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence. That's my feeling. That's why I harp on this repeatedly. Your thoughts about that?
And the borrower became the slave to the lender. The European bankers funded both sides of the Civil War, so therefore the foreign entanglements were over, and it was back to the money changers. If you could avoid, you know.
It really didn't matter. Dave, it didn't matter. I don't care what the banks do. I don't care what the central banks do. I don't care what any secret combination, the Masons, the Illuminati, it don't make a darn what any of them do as long as the Bill of Rights is enforced and the Declaration of Independence is in place. It doesn't matter. They can't overcome who we are in our endowment. It's the reason tyranny is encroaching, the surest sign is that the Bill of Rights is being ignored. Because what is that saying? You are a subject now. What does that mean in relation to the Bible? When people say return to God, I say please return to God. Please return to the station and the dominion that He has placed you in. And the only government in millennium that has done this, in millennium, is the founding fathers on this country. And so the Bill of Rights, which still is the law that is there, it's hanging by a thread. If we let that go, we're looking at social credit score in communist China. That's what we're looking at. The alternative that's going to come, that we're just subjects, that you just shut up and do what we say for the greater good. The Luciferian plan, we're going to take your choices away because we know better than you. That's the two sides here.
Let's get into the Matrix a little bit, okay, Daniel, because it's going to be a great falling away. And the people can't, again, what I was talking about before, you can't believe what you see and you can't, you know, this and that. Well, try to explain it. Try to tell someone, you know, that, you know, it's always this new sacred knowledge has come along and these new books and these new discoveries and all. Well, just remember who's cooking the books. It's Lucifer. So anything that is discovered at this point, you know, it's part of that matrix. It's part of the strong delusion. You know, God's been trying to hide the sacred knowledge from you. You know, so we bring in, you know, one way or the other, you bring in, you know, the father, the spirit, and then a woman involved, you know, in the deal, you know. The same woman that's supposed to be lured down to the earth.
All right, hold on one second. I understand, at least, you know, I appreciate what you're saying here. In America, the founding fathers, they were as much philosophers as they were politicians. It came from a Christian background. They extrapolated in their minds by the things they read. The three books, the three volumes of things that influenced their thought were these three: the Bible, the plays of Shakespeare, and John Locke were the most influential on their ideas. And farmers were reading it just like John Adams and Thomas Jefferson were reading it. What they extrapolated was that for man's pursuit of happiness, they have to have the ability to use their reason, to use their intellect that God has given them to decide what's true for them and what's good for their life. So these things that you're saying, they really don't have anything to do with our freedom, because you have to have the ability to decide what's important and true to you for your happiness. This is the basis of our country. That's what the Declaration is for. That's what the Bill of Rights is for. Now, as long as you do not infringe on that for somebody else, then there's a balance, there's a homeostasis, and everybody can have the dominion, and they can ascend to the Creator as they wish. You cannot force somebody to come to God. God does not force you to come to God. You just have to have the ability to come to God. That's the beginning, the liberty and the freedom and the virtue. You have to be able to discover the virtue and the liberty to be able to discover your greatest happiness, true happiness, not transitional happiness. That is the ethic, the moral, the idea, the concept of this country. If somebody wants to believe this or that or whatever, it doesn't matter when it comes to our freedom. It doesn't matter. It matters none except that the ultimate ideal of our endowment of our Creator is honored. That's all that matters.
Let me finish.
Good. You got 1 minute.
Sure.
You got 1 minute.
Professing to be wise, men will become fools. And I'm sure that Shakespeare and John Locke are flattered or whatever, but they're not in my Bible, okay?
I'm telling you what influenced the founders. The three books, the three most influential things of the founders' mind. Now, I'm not talking about just Thomas Jefferson. I'm talking about the farmers. I'm talking about the man who run the pub. They were reading John Locke and these theories and these philosophies and these ideas of what is man's purpose. How can man have happiness? What is government's role in this? Government has no legitimate purpose in these things. Government cannot provide life for me. Government did not give me life, so can't provide life for me. It wasn't really the Bible that goes into detail about that. It's John Locke who goes into detail about that. To those real minute details. It's not that you worship John Locke or they worship John Locke. It's that those refine the ideas and the Christian biblical concepts to create this miracle that was the foundation of this country. That's what I'm trying to get people to understand and Christians to understand. This is a miracle.
Okay.
Go ahead. Last thought. I got another caller. Go ahead.
Yeah, what lives under the South Pole? Remember the astronaut that just before he died, he had to go down there and land to go down and see his god, the small god of this earth?
Yeah. Yeah. Those things are very interesting.
Yeah, there is another force down here that,
sure.
You know.
Yeah. Of course.
Deal with
Dave. Dave, I've told you what the two choices are, and I promise you with all that I believe, I will put my life on this. There is two choices. There is choice or there is no choice. Lucifer's plan is no choice. God has cursed mankind into misery, and so we're going to take away all choice, and we will make you happy. God's plan, where the Declaration of Independence meets with Christianity, is that you are free. I gave you endowment to pursue happiness and to choose which way you will. Choose this day whom you will serve. This is Christianity versus Luciferianism. And it's that simple, and all these things are offshoots and choices of it, even these political discussions. This is very deep and very, 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 a few people will tell you this on the radio. And I just told you, and I'm not patting myself on the back. This is the value. I have very few talents. This is one of them that I understand that. And I know that is the truth, what I just told you.
Okay. We're going to have a brief respite of, while Trump's around for a little bit, for everybody.
Right.
Again,
if we don't defend liberty, if we do not defend liberty, we're going to lose liberty. That's what it comes down to. I got to run. Dave, I love you to death. I got to run. I got another caller.
I'd rather lose my soul. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You don't. They're the both, Dave.
Yeah.
They're the same thing,
same
Dave.
Thing.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. They're the same thing, Dave.
Please.
Your liberty is in your soul. Who gave it to you? That's what I'm telling you. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Where does liberty come from? That's what the founders, that's what they extrapolated in their minds.
That's right.
Wait a minute. The whole liberty that we came from came in the breath of life. The founders were writing. Where do you think they got the term breath of life from? Dominion. They got it from the Bible. That in the very human nature, in the very breath of life, it was commissioned, this liberty. Where did that liberty come from? From God. If you sever yourself from liberty, you're severing yourself from God.
Correct.
That's why Patrick Henry says, what's more important? Liberty is more important than your life.
Absolutely.
You're so... I agree with you, Dave. Anyway, Frank in Ohio, I vastly apologize. Please call anytime. You got about a minute and a half. Frank, yep. Welcome. You're live on the show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Peace be with you, Daniel. I'm with you, Daniel. And God says, I put both life and death, blessing and cursing before you. Learn to choose life and live. The Constitution and the Bill of Rights are so important. We've been taken over by a technocracy, a Luciferian satanic technocracy. Say, Lucifer does not have his name anymore. He lost his position, and his name is Satan now. They can call themselves Luciferians, but Jesus Christ is the light bearer today. The main things are the plain things, okay? The kingdom of God is within.
Turn that music down, Todd. There you go. Go ahead. You got about 30 seconds, Frank. Go ahead.
Okay. The kingdom of God is within. Okay? So Jesus Christ began the Christian faith. I'm a King James stumper. Okay? And people have not returned to God. I am the door, the way, the truth, the life, Jesus Christ says. Okay? And except they return to Scripture, repent and call upon the Lord, no man enters in but through me, Jesus Christ. So the second prior caller was speaking blasphemous because people won't return to Holy Scripture. The kingdom of God is within. I could go on with a lot of scriptures.
Frank, I got to run.
Yeah.
You call whenever you want to. You call in, and I'll give you time during the news. Call in sometime during the news. I apologize so much. I got to end the show. God bless you, buddy.
Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.